Ah, here you are, Mrs. Weebsy. You're popping out for some provisions, are you?
Afternoon, Reverend Tong. I'm just in need of some pan scourers.
Oh, we don't seem to see you around the village as much as we used to. I do hope I can count on you for tonight's meeting at the church hall.
What's that?
Our meeting. About the Hexford Christmas show.
Oh, I see.
Everyone was enthralled to your dancing the can-can during the Easter parade, and so I rather hoped you'd be auditioning for a major part.
Well, we'll have to see. I really don't know what my commitments will be. What with the doctor away, I'm not sure.
Yes, he does flit about a bit, doesn't he? Funny chap.
Do you think so?
You must admit he's a bit eccentric, Mrs. Weebsy. He makes one feel rather nervous with that abrupt manner of his, and the way he grins at one sometimes. I know that several of the villagers find him disconcerting.
I'll have you know, Reverend, that he's a very respected scientist of great renown.
Oh, no offence intended, Mrs. Weebsy, but you can't deny he can be rather strange.
No stranger than certain others in Hexford.
Alas, I think you may be right there.
Like Tish Maddock, for example.
Oh dear, you aren't going to start on this again, are you?
Well, I can't be the only one to think she's a bit suspect.
Suspect? Mrs. Weebsy, she's a charming woman. A bestseller, one is led to believe. Her books are rather racy for a man of my predilections, but I think she's a delightful person.
She's got you all wrapped around her little finger, hasn't she? The whole lot of you.
Mrs. Weebsy, I really don't see how...
I've had enough of this. If you can't see through her veneer of charm, then I just despair, Vicar. I really do. That woman is evil, I tell you.
Evil? Oh, really?
I don't use that word lightly. She keeps these hives, you see. Says they're for bees. But really...
I think you'd better go home and calm yourself. Have a lie down with a cold flannel.
Oh, I can see that there's no point in talking about this with you.
Good day, Mrs. Weebsy.
I bustled home, livid. How dare he talk to me like that? How dare he not take seriously the fears of one of his parishioners? I made myself tea, sat stiffly in the kitchen, bridling with fury. Out of the back window I could see next door's garden, and sure enough, there was the elegant and unruffled Tish Maddock wending her way through the hollyhocks. I thought to myself, could I be going mad? Enough terrible things had happened in recent years to send me over the edge. Kidnapping, possession, deadly danger, not to mention being lost in time and space. All of those things put together might send even the most level-headed of...